News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. $2 million is the amount Wauwoka Public Schools will pay four victims who claim the district failed to protect them despite being notified of sexual misconduct on the part of former middle school principal Cody Barlow. Barlow is facing six counts of lewd acts with a child. The federal lawsuit settlement orders the district to pay $1 million within the next 30 days. The rest will be paid over 3 years. The money will be divided between the four plaintiffs. Students at Carver Middle School in Tulsa went to school officials and security officers with information that another middle schooler had brought a loaded gun to school. Police were called in and the student was found with a loaded weapon and removed from the building. With cases of measles in neighboring Missouri, Oklahoma doctors are expecting to see it arrive here pretty soon. Radio Oklahoma's Dale Forbus has the story.
Claremore pediatrician Dr. Macy Hale says the virus spreads quickly and can remain in the air for up to 2 hours. With summer not far away, Dr. Hale recommends you check your vacation destination to see if there are reports there before you go. That information is usually on the CDC website. The best way to keep yourself and your children safe is to make sure you are up to date on your vaccinations.
It only happens in fewer than 2% of tornadoes, but it happened near Loveland, Oklahoma. Radar images of a severe storm in Tillman County clearly show a tornado rotating clockwise or anticyclonic. National Weather Service meteorologist Doug Spieger.
When we've seen tornadoes rotate clockwise before, a lot of times they're fairly weak tornadoes. This was a significant tornado.
How the rare tornadoes form is still a bit of a mystery, and Spieger says this one will be the subject of some new studies. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
Attention royalty owners, it's time for the 2024 NARO Oklahoma State Convention. Join us May 22nd through the 24th at the historic Skirvin Hilton in Oklahoma City as we celebrate the resilience of Oklahoma's rich oil and gas history. Learn about a host of educational topics designed specifically for Oklahoma mineral and royalty owners. For more information or to register, go to www.naro-us.org or call 1-800-558-0557.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.